The YMCA, the YWCA, Boys and Girls Clubs of America, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. You know, it wasn't so long ago that Christian parents would have felt proud, secure, or perhaps even relieved that their children were involved with organizations like these because, well, they promoted civic responsibility and moral values that were congruent with their faith. But as the God of the Bible gets more marginalized in favor of the new politically correct God of government and today's postmodern culture, can Christian parents still expect that same experience from these traditionally wholesome institutions? Well, let's talk about it today on License to Parent. Welcome to License to Parent, the radio outreach of Shepherd's Hill Academy, a year-long residential program for teens in crisis located just north of Atlanta, Georgia. Our host is the founder and director of Shepherd's Hill, Trace Embry, and I am former second-class Boy Scout Rich Rosel. Trace, I've never asked you this, but were you ever a member of Boy Scouts or any of these other civic organizations like that?
Well, I was a Cub Scout when I was younger and a member of the JCs. And no, I don't have all the medals and the badges and everything, but I do appreciate those organizations big time.
Well, our guest today is Patty Garibay, and Patty is the National Executive Director and founder of, relatively speaking, a newer organization, American Heritage Girls. That is a Christ-centered, scouting-like organization with troops in 48 states at last count and in several countries beyond the United States. And according to her Twitter feed, Patty describes herself as a child of God, a mom of four, a wife of one, and a grandmother of five, and I believe still lives somewhere near Westchester, Ohio. Patty, delighted to have you with us on License to Parent.
It is great to be with you.
Patty, thank you very much. I guess the first question I need to ask you, Patty, is what is the American Heritage Girls? Tell us about that.
Well, really, it's a Christ-centered scouting organization that allows girls to learn more about their life and how that transects with their faith. Mm-hmm. And we put legs on the girls' faith through a variety of program emphases that we have. Some of those include what you would normally know for scouting, badge acquisition, merit badges, so that they learn about life skills. The girls also learn about leadership roles, girl leadership roles at all levels. Even the youngest girls are making choices and leading young girls and learning how important that is to lead in God's will. Developing teamwork and building confidence, that's a very strong emphasis for us, and we do that through outdoor activities. Much like most scouting organizations, we love to camp, we love to hike, we love to climb, we love to canoe, anything like that, any outdoor experience that girls absolutely love to mm-hmm. do. And character development, we believe that kids today are too what's in it for me mentality,
sure.
And so we try to develop an outward focus and a strong community service program. Program where the girls are finding their passions and they're able to say, I know how I can make a difference because Christ's power within me. Social development, the girls love to have fun. They love to be with their peers. They love to be with faith, honoring women that help to mentor them. And then last but not least, spiritual development. We have a strong religious awards program that aligns with the family's faith values.
Awesome. What is it about the outdoors? I mean, you know, here at Shepherd's Hill, our kids live outdoors as well for a whole year. But what is it about the outdoors that seems to resonate with kids?
You know, I think there's something about the total abandon of that. You know, there's no television to hide behind, no mm-hmm. video games to really preoccupy. It's like you and God and nature, and
sure.
that's it. And so it's sort of like looking in the mirror. It's realizing, wow, I'm not able to do all this myself. I need to learn to rely on others. I need to learn to rely on God. You know, camping is so effective for bringing kids to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I think too often we don't use that tool. I mean, God made nature for a reason. And we really see that the girls are becoming closer to Christ when they are in the out-of-doors and are asking those difficult questions about God and actually becoming more asking some of those questions with their adult mentors, maybe if they are having problems with their parents or their families, that's where it tends to be revealed in the out-of-doors. Mm. It's quite interesting.
Right.
It's a very important element.
Sure. So what was your motivation for starting American Heritage Girls?
Well, certainly not because I had a lot of spare time. You know, being a mom of four, my husband was in a full-time master's program and working. This was like the last thing that I thought I would be doing, honestly. However, for many, many years, for 12 years, I had been a devout Girl Scout leader and actually created troops in my area. So I was also a delegate. I mean, I was, you know, I bled green, they used to say, in my community. Mm-hmm. And in 1993, the Girl Scouts made, I felt, a very important and corrosive foundational change, and that was to allow girls to replace the word God in the Girl Scout promise. Mm-hmm. And in the case of atheist girls, they now could belong. They could just take God out completely. Knowing that the promise for the Girl Scouts was foundational, I became very concerned mm-hmm. and started to investigate some other issues in the Girl Scout program and realized, golly, this is not what I thought it was, and certainly not the Christian emphasis that Juliette Lowe wanted. I think this thing has had some mission creep, and mm-hmm. thought I would just maybe help start a club for my own daughter, a third daughter. And who would have known at that time that God had a bigger plan for it? So really, really, this was founded about with a bunch of parents, speaking of licensed parents that were concerned, around a kitchen table. And God has blessed this work.
So you're not really reinventing the wheel here. I mean, what's your take on Christian parents who insist on sticking with the traditional, you know, Girl Scouts as their choice, as opposed to American Heritage Girls?
Well, you know, in Deuteronomy 6, 7 through 9, it talks about teaching commandments to your kids and talk about them when you're at home or out for a walk at bedtime, first thing in the morning. You know, tie them on your finger, wear them on your forehead. Write them on the doorpost of your home. And for me, as a Christian mom, I want my daughters and my son to be totally immersed in a biblical worldview mm-hmm. and totally armored. I often talk about a quiver of arrows. Each kid today needs that quiver filled with arrows. And those arrows are family and church and Sunday school and American Heritage Girls and, you know, all these different things. And I want them to be aligned with my family's values and my faith, not in contradiction. So really complementary, not contradictory. And I think sometimes when we continue on and we're in a troop that we can say, well, this is a Girl Scout troop that has Christian leadership, it still is not a biblical worldview program. And the money spent to be members of the Girl Scouts still promotes a very contradictory worldview. And so for me, that's a dilemma. I like to be aligned. I don't want to have to go to my kids 20 years later and say, you know, I left you in there because I thought it was okay. And, mm-hmm. you know, I couldn't do that. And also I couldn't answer to my maker at the end of my life to say that I honored him in every way. So for me, it wasn't an option.
Along those same lines, my youngest son is still involved with Boy Scouts because sort of like what you were just describing here in our area, despite the Boy Scouts of America making changes in policies nationally and internationally, nothing has really changed in terms of the focus of the local chapter and the leadership. Do you see the same problems existing, though? I mean, just so we can address the boys' side of it for a moment, I had not considered what you said about the fact that, yeah, but your funding is still going to something contrary to that. Do you see the same problems happening in Boy Scouts now that were happening in Girl Scouts a few years back?
I do, and it was like deja vu. As you know, we were partners with the Boy Scouts. American Heritage Girls had a memorandum of mutual support, and we enjoyed that for several years. And I was at that national meeting when the decision was made, and there were many, many faith-filled people lobbying for this not to happen to the Boy Scouts. And
this was the change that allowed homosexual boys to enter the troop, but I believe the issue of leadership was also broached then too. And did they make the decision for homosexual leadership to be allowed as well?
No, not yet.
Okay,
but
that's on the table.
The homosexual lobby is not finished with this yet, and I think we've just saw that most recently with Disney saying they will no longer fund the Boy Scouts because the ban has not been lifted on right. gay adults. It's a slippery slope. Hmm. I found it in the Girl Scouts when God was becoming flexible, you know, when an asterisk was put by our Lord's name.
Yeah.
And the rest is the same, you know, once God's removed, well, so are his tenants and his what he tells us to do. And I it's a Pandora's box yeah. when these things yeah. are open, and it rarely is reversed for the better. We're going down that slope. And I have great concern about that. I know that some Christian fellowships have agreed, you know, to keep their Boy Scout program because they can witness to these boys, and I agree with that. I believe boys that have a confusion in regard, or girls, confusion in regards to their sexuality, that we do need to witness to them. But we cannot also give a carte blanche for those behaviors and say it's okay. As Christians, we're called to iron sharpen iron, and we are to help one another to understand the teachings of Christ and the teachings of his Father. So for me, it's a slippery slope, right. and for me, kids are just too, too impressionable to let them be in this experiment.
Yeah, and you know, when you talk about teaching a kid character, you have to then naturally talk about what is the genesis of what character actually is. I mean, where is your starting point? Is it mm-hmm. going to be the autonomy of every individual, you know, or is mm-hmm. it going to be a transcendent, absolute, objective standard? And I think that's, correct me if I'm wrong, that's where you're going. And you've chosen that transcendent, objective standard needs to be the God of the Bible.
Absolutely. You know, when kids come to us with their issues and their problems, let's just use it as an example because it's a big girl's issue, young women's issue, abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Society says it's legal and says it's okay, right?
Right.
But God of the Bible does not. And so when we are, as a biblical worldview, Christ-centered organization, this is an easy response for us mm-hmm. in that we go back to the Bible to talk about how God knitted us in our mother's wombs and explain this to girls. And that's not to not give them grace. Certainly it is, and forgiveness, and we can start anew thanks to God's amazing grace. However, we have to call a shot here.
Right.
And we, too often, Christians have just said, well, you know, that's what everybody else is doing. And, you know, when I was at the Boy Scout meeting, that was the biggest fight that I heard. And I was actually in the meeting with all the faith-based organizations. And they're saying, well, that's what the kids believe today, so we need to continue to do this.
Key word,
and I'm like, wait a minute.
The kids believe.
The kids aren't running this.
Exactly.
Yeah, who's running this
exactly.
show? Out of curiosity, your organization, American Heritage Girls, is open to girls of all faiths, to girls of no faith, to girls who may be questioning their own sexual identity. The leadership is maintained though with a strong Christ-centered leadership ranking, but how do you deal with some of these issues of, for example, you know, I'm wrestling with my sexual identity. How are you able to deal with that?
Well, first of all, we talk about the Bible and that it's clear that homosexuality is a sin. Man has many types of sin. We all fall into the trap of sin, and we don't say, you know, your sin is worse than this girl's sin who maybe has stolen something during a troop meeting. We take it like that, and we coach them with the help of the charter organization, which, by the way, we partner with churches and private schools that agree to our statement of faith, which is just a Christian statement of faith. And they help us with this. We're not the experts. We don't take the role of the parent. We call the parent in, let them know what's going on. And we have had this happen to us. This is not just a policy that's written that nobody's ever had to employ. But if the girl continues in her behavior and says and starts to talk to the other girl that I am gay, that's putting this identity on themselves and refusing to seek reformation or forgiveness, they will be dismissed at that point because they aren't willing to take the counsel of the church and their parents and so forth. As regards to other faiths and other girls from other demographics, you know, it's amazing. We have girls, not a lot of them, but we have girls that are Jewish, Hindu, Muslim. Their parents know what we stand for. This is critical to our mission, by the way, is we are very out there with what we are. We are not pretending to be something we aren't. We are Christ-centered programming. That's what you're going to get.
That's good.
Some of the other organizations are hiding behind a tradition that people think they're Christ-centered, but they're not.
Well, we're trying to accommodate everybody all the time, and I don't think that's really possible. But I want to go back to the character issue. You know, how do some of these other organizations define character? I mean, it may be that if a girl says, hey, you know what, I'm if I do get pregnant, or maybe I am pregnant, that good character is defined as getting an abortion for the good of the child or the good of the family. They might consider that good character. Am I wrong in thinking that that could possibly be a teaching?
Oh, it is a teaching, absolutely, because character isn't dependent on your circumstance, especially if you're dealing from a biblical worldview. You know, certainly this sounds all easy, black and white. We know it's not. I mean, we've all lived our lives long enough to know how difficult navigating, especially the social mores of today.
Yeah.
But abortion is wrong, and it is adoption is the option, you know, truly. Right. And that's the way that would be coached. I mean, we all fall short of his calling,
right.
Every one of us.
Absolutely.
And the leaders are the first to admit that to the girls when they're running into things like this. But, you know, we take on other issues. Let's say you're cutting yourself because of, you know, your low self-esteem, and that just happens a lot even in American Heritage girls, or bulimia, or anorexia. We try to encourage the girls to realize that they are made in the image of Christ.
Sure.
They are truly daughters of the King. If we can really breathe that into the girls, not with false self-esteem, but to really understand through all kinds of relevant Bible passages and teachings and, you know, modeling behaviors, the girls wouldn't have all these issues they have today. They would be found their new life in Christ and be able to lead amazingly successful lives. And what we've done is given them the tools to really have success in life, to be able to talk to other people about their faith, and to really experience true joy, and that is being in God's will.
And, you know, there is something to be said about the security that comes to a kid when he or she realizes that there are moral absolutes. When everything is relative, and the whole postmodern idea, you know, your truth is as good as my truth, do what feels good, that takes away a tremendous amount of security for a child. And I think the organizations that are cutting God out of the equation are also cutting their ability to really build character in the kids they claim to serve.
I agree with you 100%, Trace. You know, the kids these days, they really want that fence around the backyard.
They really do.
They truly do, and they're not hearing it enough.
No, they certainly aren't.
Let me jump in real quick. We do need to take a break. Our guest today is Patty Garibay. Patty is the National Executive Director and the founder of American Heritage Girls. You will find Patty on Twitter. That's at Patty Garibay, G-A-R-I-B-A-Y. And you can learn more about American Heritage Girls online at ahgonline.org. We'll be back with more conversation with our host, Trace Embry, on Licensed to Parent right after this. It's difficult to see the light at the end of the tunnel when you're face-to-face with a teenager who argues with you at every turn. Maybe you and your teen can't talk to one another about anything without it getting complicated. For nearly two decades, Shepherd's Hill Academy has been bringing healing to teens and families from around the world. Up until now, that help has come through its residential treatment facility in North Georgia. But now, your family can benefit from that experience at home through Shepherd's Hill Family Coaching, designed to help you discern God's will for your family, build good communication skills, deal with defiant children, and more. Our family coaching team will work with you by phone, in your home, at work, even while you're on the road, to help your family develop a game plan to succeed. Sign up for Shepherd's Hill Family Coaching today by visiting LicensedToParent.org. Live the family life your family was designed for. Click on the family coaching banner at LicensedToParent.org. Teen rebellion, depression, addiction, rage, cutting, and suicide are destroying our families today. but there is a way out. Shepherd's Hill Academy offers a 12-month, Christ-centered, nonprofit residential program where kids are being transformed with a biblical worldview and often medication-free. Christian apologist Ravi Zacharias is just one of many Christian leaders who understands what's happening at Shepherd's Hill Academy.
It really is such an honor to come alongside Shepherd's Hill Ministries and Licensed to Parent to rescue those who have been seduced along the way. I cannot gainsay how important this is, and to get behind a ministry like this, one will find the rewards to be extremely powerful in changing society.
Get the help you need at Shepherd's Hill Academy. Go to helpmytroubledteen.org. helpmytroubledteen.org. Welcome back. This is Licensed to Parent, the radio outreach of Shepherd's Hill Academy, with our special guest today, Patty Garibay, the National Executive Director and founder of American Heritage Girls, online at ahgonline.org. And Patty, we've been talking about your organization being Christ-based. Are you affiliated with any denomination?
No, we are not. We are a separate interdenominational organization. So we are not owner-operated by any particular denomination.
How is the American Heritage Girls different from a club like the Royal Rangers or the Missionettes and the Assembly of God? And by the way, how do you like to be identified? As a club, an organization, a group, a program, what?
Right. We call ourselves a ministry, the American Heritage Girl Ministry. And we come alongside, like I said, the charter partners to be part of their youth ministry. And so they sort of, own this program. They own the program once they decide to charter. And so they can make it denominationally specific. However, American Heritage Girls is designed to be an outreach, which is a little different than the groups that you've mentioned. Those are more what I consider in-reach, where they're really helping the kids within their denomination, within their church, to grow in their creed and their denominational beliefs. They're wonderful programs. They're absolutely wonderful programs. American Heritage Girls is really designed to be more of a broader expanse, and I don't know that you would have Jewish girls joining a Royal Rangers, perhaps, or a Missionettes. However, you'll find that in AHG. So truly, it is an ability to outreach and bring girls to Christ that may never have shadowed, the doorways of a church. And also, it's truly then an alternative to the Girl Scouts.
Sure. So you would call it evangelical?
Absolutely evangelical.
Very good. Do parents have any assurance that the bylaws of the American Heritage Girls wouldn't be tweaked down the road to accommodate maybe some unhealthy or unwise immoral practices similar to your concern that you mentioned about the Girl Scouts and others?
Fantastic question, because as you can imagine, when we got started, that was one of our most important concept was to prevent the mission creep that we saw in our other beloved organization. And we do that through a variety of ways. First of all is screening the potential charter partner. And let me back up. First of all, even requiring a charter partner rather than a mom or dad just starting a troop in their community. Okay? They have to have spiritual oversight. Every troop has what we call a troop shepherd. It's a mandated part of their troop board. They have to have a board of adults that are going to serve as the basis for leadership for this troop. And this troop shepherd not only prays for the girls and the families within the troop, but also for God's guidance within the troop. Then you've got a charter representative that also is overseen, because they are the liaison between the troop and the charter partner. Thus, they're also looking over the situation, making sure that what's happening in the troop is aligned with the church's statement of faith and what they are about. And all of the churches and charter partners have to align with our statement of faith. And we screen that, and we look for that, and we interview for that. And then in addition to that, at a board level, those charter reps, I had mentioned that they are the liaison between the charter organization and the troop. They are the voting members of American Heritage Girls. And in order for any of our statement of faith, our promise, which is our oath, our creed, and all the other foundational principles of American Heritage Girls, they would have to have 90% of all of those charter reps not voting, but all charter reps able to vote to agree to change something. So it is pretty ironclad what the our wise, wise Board of Trustees has done in regards to keeping this pure.
Well, that's great. Have you experienced any pushback or persecution because of your stance by the ACLU or, you know, some organization like that?
Nothing that large. We've had a lot of hate mail, as most Christian ministries that are doing His will have.
If you're doing it right, if you're doing it right, you will.
That's right. We're like, bring it on.
Yeah.
And, we just were featured in, Jezebel and Politico and Huffington Post and those kinds of groups that, we know where they're coming from. And you know what? I respect that. That's their opinion. However, we were never started to be a denomination, to be a church, to make money, to do any of this stuff. We only have started American Heritage Girls to be obedient to God's calling. And if God calls us tomorrow to stop this thing, it'll be stopped.
Yeah.
This is all about Him and not about us.
Awesome. I can say the same thing for this program and for Shepherd's Hill Academy as well. Patty, how can a parent find an AHG chapter in their area?
That's a great question. Really, to visit our website, ahgonline.org, and then go to the very front page. There's a Google map with lots of pins. They can type in their zip code. They can find the closest troop to them. And then they need to realize AHG is so popular right now that a lot of the troops are full. And so we encourage you also to look into how to start a troop. Who knows? Your church, your Christian school, your homeschool co-op, they may be looking for exactly this for the girls of their community.
I've been on your website. It's well thought out and has information about all of this. So we definitely want to direct folks to ahgonline.org. Patty, our time is up. I'm sorry to say thank you so much for spending the time with us today and letting us know about this fine organization. And again, yet another tool in the tool chest of raising God-honoring, Christ-centered kids in today's culture that fights that so hard. Thank you for being a part of Licensed to Parent.
And thank you for having me.
Our guest today, Patty Garibay, the National Executive Director and founder of American Heritage Girls. Again, you'll find Patty on Twitter at Patty Garibay, that's PattiGaribay. And you can learn more about American Heritage Girls online at ahgonline.org. And you'll find us online as well at licensedtoparent.org. There you can hear archives of past programs, discover our parenting blog, and learn more about our parent ministry, Shepherd's Hill Academy, which is a year-long residential program for teens in crisis. We're located just north of Atlanta, Georgia. While you're there, also, would you consider becoming one of our ministry partners? Your financial support in any amount helps further the work we do with troubled teens and helps us with our outreach on Licensed to Parent to moms and dads working hard to keep their kids from becoming troubled teens. Your donations are tax-free when you click on the donate button located at the top of the page at licensedtoparent.org. On behalf of Trace Embry, I'm Rich Rosel. Thanks for listening, and please plan to be with us again next week to renew your License to Parent.
And remember, folks, if you don't train your children, somebody else will. God bless you. See you next time.